小猫宝宝们，你好 ，Hello Panda Cubs。This is an update. 这个是一个更新。So I'll read this update first in Chinese. 所以我先用中文跟大家更新。And if you want to skip to the English, you can skip to minute 350.然后如果你想用英文听你可以直接跳到三分钟五十秒。好我们开始吧。Right, beginning the update. So, 大家好想先谢谢大家收听熊猫宝宝故事。时间过得好快啊我们第一季双语西游记那就是说美猴王的故事。一共15这个小集已经结束了我从制作这个节目当中学到了许多许多并且已经有了一个更明确的计划接着往下做了但是呢目前我得集中精力完成我在剑桥大学的硕士论文更重要的呢是我通过做这个节目的过程中发现我还有更多的东西需要去更加了解和学习比如说如何让故事更有吸引力怎么样更丰富的添加一些教育意义我希望呢这个故事可以更加有条理然后并且我自己也可以更新的更有规律一点所以呢我不得不暂停一下直到我有足够的时间来制造一个整个的 season 所以下一季呢我打算讲孙悟空大闹天宫的故事然后我预计这个会在秋季差不多九月份的时候当我回美国以后开始做为了完善我已经制作过的节目我很荣幸的能和凡维尔或者趣萌团队一块合作我们将对故事的内容稍微做一些改进然后同时会添加一些关于中国文化和学新单词和英文单词和中文单词的一些内容我们将把这个重新制作的内容发布在小猫宝宝故事的博客iTunes Google Play 和微信上我想做的事情好多好多写作教学生出版分享故事可是我也有好多好多的疑问和问题我这个工作做得足够好吗我如何才能知道会有一个出版商愿意把这个节目或者我的作品带给更多的观众吗？在这所有的问题里呢，我需要时刻提醒自己一步一步的来，毕竟千里之行，始于足下。我期待着在今年的秋天继续和你们一起讲孙悟空的故事。或许呢到那时会有一些别的令人开心振奋的消息好秋天见再见 Hi y'all This is Linda coming to you with a panda update or a panda pause update What a ride this has been For now, I'm a little sad to announce that I'll be ending season one of the bilingual 西游记 or Monkey King podcast with episode 15. I've learned so much in making these stories and definitely plan on making more. For now, however, I need to focus on finishing my thesis for Cambridge and also really solidifying my next steps forward.More importantly, I've learned through making these stories how much more there is still for me to learn in terms of making them better, more educational, and engaging. I want to do the story justice, so for now, I'll be pausing new storylines until I have time and space to do so. Tentatively, I hope to return to the story of the Monkey King later this fall. Season 2, will be havoc in the heavens, or 大闹天宫, the monkey in full rebellion against the gods above. To improve the stories I've already made, I'm excited to be working with the team over at Funware, or 启蒙团队,to update the pre-existing content from season one. We'll be revising the script slightly, and we'll also be adding bonus content. For example, new episode vocabulary, Chinese culture notes, and episode videos. And this new format will also be separating Mandarin from English. So it'll still be bilingual, but you will be able to immerse in both languages should you choose to do so. So we'll be republishing this updated content on the Panda Cub Stories podcast. So keep tabs on iTunes, Google Play, WeChat, or wherever else you prefer to listen. So lastly, there are so many things I want to do. I want to write, teach, publish, share. And there are so many questions and doubts that are swirling through my mind. Is the work good enough? When will I know? Will there be a publisher willing to take this project to a wider audience, or should I commit to the task of self-publishing? In times like these, I have to remind myself to take things one step at a time. After all, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So I look forward to updating you again later this fall, and who knows, maybe there'll be some exciting news in store. See you in September. Goodbye. 再见.